I get a bit serious here, and it's only because I this story just broke my heart last night on the news. This lovely old lady, Georgina Wilde, who 80-year-old lady who on Sunday night was had some chest pain, called 000, was put on priority one, of course, because she was having chest pain, and 2.5 hours later, the ambulance arrived and she'd passed away.
Oh no!
And I mean, look, I know that I, you know, as someone who lost their mum and whose mum passed away alone, my heart just went into the fear and the loneliness that this poor lady had for the last hours of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, we've been talking a lot about the ambulance ramping and, you know, for all of the reasons, COVID staff not there. And we've been asking questions. We keep getting told by governments that we're getting really well funded. And this was going to happen. This was always going to happen, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is, like, how do you know what a priority is now? They've always prioritized patients based on what is happening for them. Yeah. And it must be very scary to be sitting at home alone and calling for help and nobody coming to your aid.
And the health minister has said, oh, you know, that she's deeply concerned and there'll be a full and proper investigation by St. John. Yeah, but we've been talking about this for a long time now.
And where does it fall over? Like, St. John are obviously doing a good job. Is it because we don't have enough ambulances? Do we not have enough staff? Is it everything?
Well, like, maybe all those things.
It sounds like all of the above.
Yeah.
And that this is what it's felt like all of the above, and exacerbated by the last couple of years as well. But it feels like we've been talking about this as an issue.
Yes.
For a long time. And the people within the system have been talking to the public, to the media, to people like us, to government, so on and so forth, that this is an issue. And it feels like they've been talking about it for a long time. And now, unfortunately, it's catching up with them.
I mean, get in the army. You know, I mean, I don't care who has the contract for these things. We've been told for the last 2 years that these are unprecedented times.
Mm.
You know, use any resources that you know.
Well, I suppose what we need, though, is ultimately it's at the end of it, it comes down to not enough beds, right? Because if the ambulances are not available, it's because they're ramping. It's because they're at the hospital sitting on a ramp with someone in them and they can't go get somebody else. Now, if you're bringing people back to the hospital with nowhere to put them, then, like, you could get the army to go and pick up people who need help, but they're not going to have the medical facilities. But also, like, where are they going to put them?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to it, and there's no winners in this. All I know is that a beautiful old lady had a fearful and awfully lonely end to her life, and it feels like we've been talking about this forever. And, you know, do something.
Mm.
Just do something. Don't have another inquiry or another bloody Royal Commission.
Or do something with it. If you are going to do a Royal Commission, actually do something with it.
Honestly.
Hot air.